Okay, good. Fun. Okay. I'm trying to remember where we got to last week. I believe we were
Tonight,
doing
I think, Rebel.
Tanai Hamishi. We haven't done Tanai Hamishi, no? Okay, very good. Okay, very good. That's what I thought. Try to do Tanai Hamishi Vishishi. Tanai Shvi is a whole sugi on its own. Tanai Shvi is a ganze business. You have a look in your safe, you'll see. It's a couple of pages. There's a whole sugi there. Not poshut. Okay, so we'll see. Let's see if we get through these two. We'll maybe make a start on Shvi. Otherwise, that'll have to wait till next week. That's a shame. Fine. Remember, we're in the first of the five things that a person needs, the first of the five Yesodas. And the first one is the seven Tanaim that we mentioned. Now we're in the fifth one. Okay. Sheyamin she'af echad me'ebruim ein b'yode lo lohoil v'lo lahazik, lo la'atzmai v'lo lacherim. Kim b'rushus ha'boiris barach. Okay. So, the shtickle in the Chovos HaLevavos is very often misunderstood. There's a big discussion about this, big machlokes about this in the Achronim. Rav Moshe Shapiro has his mahalach. You can see that in Rav Tetzer Sefer. Rav Taubo is very charif keneged that. He held not like that. But this is where it is. You have to have imuna that there's nothing in this world that can help you or hurt anybody else, except for the reshus of the boyre. Now, what does that mean? Kim b'rushus ha'boire. So that's the big discussion about how your bechira can affect other people. It means sometimes Hashem will give reshus to somebody to do something to help you or to hurt you, because you don't have the schiot. In other words, if a person had schiot, Hashem would help him. If he doesn't have the schiot, Hashem won't help him. I mean, somebody can actually do you damage using his free will. And Hashem can't hold him back because you don't have the schiot. That's how they want to learn. There's a lot of support for that in the Rishonim. The big sugi is there. Others hold no. If it's Rishus HaBoyre, that means if Hashem wants you to hurt, you'll get hurt. And if he doesn't, you won't. There's no one that can override Hashem's rots or whatever. So it's a big sugi. Chovos HaLevavos is very often brought as a raya that no one can help you, no one can hurt you except if Hashem. And that's usually how we paskin, and that helps you to sleep much better. And you certainly have whom to rely on if you go that way. Israel used to speak about that very often, this shtickle. I'm just letting you know that it's not so poshut, it's a big sugya. And if you ever look at Tetzer Sefer, how your free will can affect somebody else, this is part of that whole sugya. And he deals with this Chovos HaLevavos, there's not a kasha on what they say. Rav Moshe's shitta was that somebody's bechira can help you, even keneged the Ratzon Hashem. It's limited, and you have to know how that works. I'm not going to go into that now. That's well done. He's done it in his sefer there beautifully. And you can have a look at it there. So that's the first thing you need to know, is no one can help you or no one can hurt you without Hashem's permission. That means if anything's happening to you, for the good or for not, that Hashem's already vetted this. That Hashem's already worked out that this is what's best for you. Because Hashem's not going to let anything happen to a person that's not good for him. So whichever way you cut the cake is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let something happen to you unless it's good for you, because Hashem only does what's good for us. So therefore, when the guy upsets you, or guy hurts you, or guy's nasty to you, you first have to stop and tell yourself, the same way somebody has rachamim and he's kind on you, like we saw last time, or the time before, that whatever rachamim there is in the world, that comes from Hashem. So to you, if anything happens to a person, he has to know that that's already been through the committee, and Hashem approved it. So therefore, you're dealing with Hashem here. Nikach dugma. Take a dugma of an eved sheyesh lo kama adonim. You have an eved and he's owned by different people. Im kol echad mehem yoichel lohoyel lo b'mida shove. If each one can help him with the same mida, each one of these owners, these partners in him, can help him b'mida shove, as he efshol liptoch rak al echad mehem. It's impossible to have betochen in just one of them, because he has a hope that he can get benefit from all of them. He has to have betochen in all of them equally, because they could all help him. If he needs something, he can go to any one of them, because they could all help him. He has betochen in all of them. One of them has more ability to give him benefit than the others. So he'll have betochen in that one, depending on his ability. So if this guy's got more ability to help, he'll have more betochen in him. He has betochen in the others that they can also help him. But this guy, he's got an extra koyach, so he'll have more betochen in him. But if none of them can help him and hurt him, only one of the partners has got special veto rights, and he's the only one that can help him or hurt him. Then he has betochen in that one only. He has hope. Sorry. He has no hope that anybody else can help him. So he knows the only one that can help me is this guy. The other guy's whatever, lo shave klum. And I can't get them to help me, so whatever, I don't have to deal with them, dissolve them, and he'll go to the one that can help him. And that's how it is, lekape betochen b'ashem. Kesheyagish adam she'af achad me'anivroim lo'yechel lo'ay lo'azik lo, rak b'roshus ha'boyeris barach, there you see it again, rak b'roshus ha'boyeris. It's not that this guy doesn't exist, it's all just Hashem. No, Hashem gave this guy permission to give you a patch, Hashem gave this guy permission to give you $1 million. But if you know and you understand and you feel, he says Yargish, a very interesting the choice of Loshen there. In the beginning he said Sheyamin. Now he's telling you Sheyargish. Yeah, you have to feel it. You have to have it in the place where you feel things. It's not enough to just be Ma'amin. Ma'amin, yeah, I'm Ma'amin. But now how do you live your life? Not so much because you haven't Yargished it yet. You have to be Margish it. If you would feel that, really, he would stop being scared of them and he would stop having any hope, kave, also loshen hope, for the help. There's betochen just in Hashem, and nobody else really can do anything for me. No one can hurt me, no one can help me. I said, oh, lo manyan oti, these people. Don't have any hope in or trust in the Nedivim. Means even the Nedivim, people that are generous and giving, and Nadiv is somebody who's a very generous philanthropist. But he's a Ben Adam, Zeno Chua. Don't worry about him, Ulo, he's not your guy. You have to have Betochen, Ma'amin, that the boy, everything is in his hands. No one can help you. No one can hurt you. Only Hashem. And this is the Hashem that we said. Only wants what's good for us. And he knows what's good for us. And no one can get in his way. And no one can interfere with what he wants to do. So ze kola inyan po. This Tanach Hamishi is really where all the avoiding betochen really is. You'll see. The major part of the practical avoider here is here. In the Lamaisa. Is how do we behave? You know, when somebody upsets you, when somebody steals money from you, or somebody gives you money, or how do you relate to these people? We'll see. We're going to discuss that at length. What's about a Koras HaToiv? What's about angry? What's about based in? Well, you know, there are a lot of conflicting things that go on here when we come to the realization that no one can help you, no one can hurt you. I call me Shemaim. This is where the avoider is. Why are you upset with your next door neighbor because he's making his sukkah at 12 o'clock at night after Yom Kippur when you davened outside in the heat and you just want to go to sleep? Woo, clap on the bimah there. Fine, so he's already been Isaac in his first Aveira since Yom Kippur. Woo, Isaac by Aveira. Well, clap at you. If Hashem wanted you to go to sleep now and he didn't want the guy to make a noise next door, he wouldn't be making a noise. Finished. Does that mean you shouldn't pick up the phone and ask him, please, to be quiet? No, maybe you should do that. Maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. That's another question. You see, it starts getting in the way here. You know, you can be Marvin on the Daisa with Michael Kulavoy noise, or you know that you got to get up early tomorrow, so you could phone the guy and say, listen, you know, do me a favor, very nasty, you know, but I have to go to sleep, whatever. The kids can't sleep or whatever. Would you mind not, you know, clapping so loud, whatever? Well, Hashem gave permission for this to happen. It's the best thing for you in the world. Why are you stopping it? You understand, this is where the shtadlus gets in, the work gets in. There's a hard avoid of this, you know. And I don't know, if somebody does something to you and it causes you monetary loss, the gummy Hashem. But how come you can take him to Beis Din and get the money back? Well, call me Shemaim. So you see, there's different things going on here that seem to be contradictory, and we need to work through and we need to understand these things. He's going to deal with a lot of this. But Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, where we struggle with Betochen, this is the biggest area where we're battling and working. Nobody's sitting and thinking, is Arim really good? Maybe he's not good. Maybe he is good. Maybe he knows everything. And no one's sitting here having this like major ordeal. Well, maybe Hashem doesn't know what I'm about to do. Maybe he does know. You know, if he knew what the problem really was, maybe he would have helped me already. Well, maybe he doesn't know, so I have to tell him, but maybe he's not listening. That's not where the ordeal is. No one has that ordeal. The ordeal comes down to, yeah, when you have to deal with real people that cause real problems. David HaMelech says it himself, Nipla no b'yad Hashem, v'alti pul b'yad Adam, ma'achpat lecha David HaMelech, whose hands you fall into. It's the same thing. This guy's hands you fall into can't help. No. The altar of Kelm used to say, people are really dangerous. You have to be careful from people because they're really dangerous. What does that mean? They're called Mishamayim. They're called, no one can help you, no one can hurt you. So how do you have Betochen with all these conflicting things going on? So that's a lot of avoider here, and Mitzvah Shem, we have to deal with it. Okay, so that's Tanai Hamishi. You have to know this. So this is very, very important, even though we'll see. The local kach pashut the sugya, not pashut at all. I highly recommend you look at Rav Tetzer Sefer on the chapter where he deals with this problem, because otherwise you're missing a major, major chunk of the sugya here.
Which one is it? Which one are we about?
Free will. He has a book on free will. Hmm. In there's a chapter on how your free will affects other people, whatever. He gave the share. I don't know if you were still around. I think you were in South Africa already. He gave the share in the yeshiva.
I remember when you came.
It may even be
David,
on the...
David Rosenthal was there. He was fighting at the moment.
No, this was in Beit Shemesh already. No, this was in Beit Shemesh when he came.
In the Kiriya.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember it.
I remember. I don't remember. Okay.
20 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I know. Yeah, we're getting old. Okay, so I'm just saying, so he gave the shir there, and he gave it again in Eish Kodesh, and Elo Zoche. I really don't remember. That's because I'm getting old. I don't remember. Anyway, it's a famous shir of his. You can get it anywhere. It's on all the bits and Torah anytime, simple to remember. It's one of his famous shirim that he gave. And it's in the Sefer. And apparently, he told me that the Sefer has been translated into Hebrew, which will be very geschmack, because then you can show Israelis, you tell you stop talking nonsense. Elo Yecholiot, the Zohar there, the Rechaim HaKodesh there, that says that your Bechira can mamash hurt people, can they get the... That's a big sugya. I've been asked to have it in Hebrew, and it can show people that it's fine, good. So we have to work on this. This is big avoider. All right, Tanai Shishi. Kushiyadeh v'yakeh satoiv harav she'elokim meitiv la'adam. Seems a bit out of place. I wouldn't have predicted that myself. We have to know, das v'yakeh, and recognize. You don't have to just know, you have to be maki, you have to recognize, you have to makir toiv. It's also give a korat hatov. People think that a korat hatov means gratitude. No, a korat hatov means recognizing the good. The yakir is a toiv. You have to be makir the toiv, you have to recognize the toiv. So yeah, you have to yeda the yakir is a toiv, harav, plenty, big. Shalakim meitiv l'adam, that Hashem bestows this goodness on a person. Hashem bestows major, major, unbelievable chesed and toivus on a person, not because you're fitting, not because you deserve it, not because Hashem needs this, because Hashem doesn't need anything. That's a major theme that runs through Shara Bechina. is this unbelievable chesed and tov that Hashem does for a person, even though it's not shaykh, he says, to pay back Hashem for even one of the smallest chesedim he does for us. Find the smallest chesed Hashem does for us. He says, in a lifetime of avoider, you'll never pay Hashem back for the smallest chesed. And he does for us infinite, unbelievable, untold amounts of chesed and tov. Moshama David HaMelech HaVesholem, Rabbi Sassiso, Ata Hashem Elokecha Nifloisecho, Mashveisecha, Aleinu, Ein Oirech Alecha, Agide V'Adabra, Atzmu, Atzmu Mesape. Unbelievable wonders and thoughts that you've done for us. Ein Erech, there's no way to evaluate them. Ein Erech Alecha, Agide V'Adabra, Atzmu Mesape. The enormous, the awesomeness, the godless of this, I'll try and Mesape, but it's not Shaykh Dovin HaMelech says to him, begin to start recognizing the unbelievable tov and good. Now, that's a question is why that's a feature, why that's a feature of Shara Avodas Elokim, that you need to know this because that's what mechayves you to be oved. Why you need this for beginner and yeshomea? Well, why is that a tnai in betochen? Why is it a tnai in betochen? Why do I have to recognize and be makir that you have to be makir toiv? That's basically what this is. You have to have a chorus of toiv. To make all the good that Hashem is doing for you. Lama? What's it going to do with betochen? What's it going to do with betochen? Why do you have to do this? I'm not saying it's wrong. For sure you have to do it. But why is it a tnai in betochen? It's a tnai in avodas Elokim. You have to know this because to the extent that Hashem is doing good for you, you're mechayev, you're meshubed, you have to pay him back. Lo muvan what this is doing in betochen. Or perhaps, I don't like to hear what you say, but perhaps it's because when you see how much Hashem is doing for you and how much He's done for you already, you realize who's really running the show. You know, you're worried about how you're going to pay the rent tomorrow or whatever. But excuse me, how did you pay the rent up till now? How's your heart beating? How's your blood going through your system? How are your eyes working? Just look at the infinite chesed and good Hashem is doing for all the time. So you understand that He's there for you. He's looking after you. He's taking care of you. He's watching you. So what are you worried about? What do you worry about? Tomorrow He'll forget you? How much food you've eaten, how much water you've drunk, how much oxygen you've breathed since you were on this planet, and who's taking care of you for that? Who's giving that to you? Because magielacha? No magielacha klum. Loi roikach. He says, no magielacha roikach. It's not because you deserve it or because Hashem needs it. No, kulu chesed. So this is maybe this exercise of yoyde v'yakir satoy v'rav that Hashem does for us could be that's what gets us, has betochen in that you see that Hashem's infinitely good and is not tolerant on my behavior and He's not giving it to me because I deserve it. He's giving it to me because Kula loves me, cares for me. So what am I worried about? That might be what the avoider is. If you recognize the infinite good that Hashem's doing for you all the time, then you calm down because you know this is the same God that's been helping me all along. He'll help me again tomorrow. Maybe that's the, don't know, you have to, interesting to hear what people say about that.
If you're also just constantly aware of what Hashem's doing for you the whole time, then you actually come to love Him and trust Him because you realize, look, you get so used to everything that happens to you every day, you don't always associate it. If you're constantly aware and you realize, look how much is happening the whole time, you realize this person really loves you and that makes you trust someone. You know they care about you. So why would they hurt you?
So that builds the trust. Now you feel more secure because you know that there's somebody out there that's mamash. He's got a track record with you. Look what he's done up to now. Yeah. I remember once I was in a certain situation. It's interesting you remind me. I was in a mamash. Really, really pinch situation. Other situations where you like you can't breathe because you're so terrified. You know, one of those like real pinch moments. I remember I found the Rav. There's a Rav that I learned a lot of these sugyas with. To just tell him like, Makorepo, how do I deal with this? I'm in a real massive terrible. You know, I can't even think about betochen. Betochen, everything I knew went out the window. You know, just forget about Hashem. If we have a tochen, you're just like, whoa. You know, I'm in real trouble here. You know, and I knew intellectually about betochen. It was the law's early. So he said, just stop and just think, you know, is the mazgan working? It was like 40 degrees down here in the Negev that day. The mazgan's working? No, the mazgan's working. So what? But 1 second, why is the mazgan working? Can you imagine if it wasn't working? Why is Hashem letting you heard of people's mazgans don't work when it's 40 degrees Celsius? It happens to people. And the technai will come in a week, you know, it's like that happens. So 1 second, why is the Mazgan? The Mazgan's working, yeah, fine. No, you know, your heart's beating, your eyes are, you know, you, and then he said to me, that's David HaMelech. How does David HaMelech in capital Chav Gimel? David HaMelech says, Gam Kelech, we get some of us lawyer Rocky Oti Amodi. Even if I'm the gates of mothers, the worst possible place that you can dream of, I don't feel anything because you're with me, Hashem. But how does that start? Hashem roi loero. Hashem's my shepherd. He's looking after me. Amay manuchas yaneli. Go outside and have a look. You know, the sun shining, the beautiful sky, the birds are twittering. Hashem puts you in a beautiful place. So you know, it doesn't just get to gam kelek v'etzem loy yirara ki ati amadi. That's not how he starts off. He starts off by first focusing on what he's got. All the chesed that Hashem's doing for him. Then he gets to the point where no matter what's going on, I don't fear. And I think that's what you're saying, Jonas. That's a very nice idea. You recognize all the good that Hashem's doing. You're in the worst situation. You're in the worst possible nightmare you could imagine. So then just look, yeah, but look, there's still things that are very positive here, you know. There's still good stuff here, you know. And you focus on the good, then you get to it. You just try and kofet to gam kelek get some of this, and that's not going to work. You first have to look and see, wow, how much Hashem's doing for me. Look at all the good, look at all the chesed. And that's why he's saying that's a tnai. If you don't have that, it's going to be very hard to have betochen. Could be about tzarech yin more. It's bothered me for a long time, this one. But I like what you say. I like what you say. Okay. Now we come to tnai shvi. Tnai shvi is a whole ganze megillah. It's a whole long story here. Complicated. I'm going to see how there's a whole stickle on this, which we're going to look at as well. I want to do, but and let's just start and see where we go with this. It's a little pashut. Yeah, just understand what he's saying. I'm not talking about in the void. I'm just understanding what he's talking about. He's not so simple. Up to now, what he says is not difficult to understand. The work he's trying to see where the avoider is. How do I connect to that? How do I use that in order to make myself more of a Baal B'tochen? The Maisa, Yargish, I want to be a Baal B'tochen. I want to feel secure. I'm not interested in the philosophy. I want to know how to do it. Yeah, just trying to understand what he's saying is a little bit difficult. So you have to just hold cope and let's see how it goes. Shehi boruloi. It has to be clear to you. Ki lekol habruim sheba'olam hazeh yesh gvul mesuyam. You need to know that everything in this world, everything that's created in this world has a certain boundary. So gvul. Lekamusom, eichusom, zmanam umekoimom. How much? Lekamusom, how many there'll be of them? Eichusom, their quality, their qualities, what they'll, you know, what they'll have. Their time and their place. Nothing lives here forever. Nothing yet takes up all infinite space. You have a certain space, you have a certain time, certain amount of you, certain qualities. Well, everything is mugbal. Al gvulim eile shegoza bois baruch I efshel oisi feloli groya. These gvulot, these boundaries that Hashem gave, you can't take away from them and you can't add to them. Nobody can increase what Hashem was gozer will be a little. And you can't minimize what Hashem said there'll be a lot of. You can't delay what Hashem said is going to come early. And you can't preempt something which Hashem has been gozer will happen later. It's a lot of words for a rish on this. Ve'oisim advarim shekeim mishavim behem gvulim chadashim. And those things which we do see have new gvulot. Im al yaday siba or al yaday hishtadlus ha'adam. Do you see what the difference between a siba and a hishtadlus is? Im al yaday siba, certain cause, or via a man making certain hishtadlus. You see, person made hishtadlus, he got more. He made less hishtadlus, he got less. Harei ze b'pnei shvei gvulim chadashim eile, it's because these new gvulim, heim ha-gvulim ha-mekoriyim shenigzuru al adove mischiles b'riyose. What you see as something new, maybe manifesting now new, but its source is the Gezeira from Sheshes Yemei Breshis, or from the beginning of His Bria. Means it looks to you like the Gvul's changed. But nothing's changed because that was already Gezeira from the minute he was born.
From the Rosh
Hashanah. Don't be confused.
No?
Huh?
Maybe from the Rosh Hashanah that came before?
Okay, now you're already getting into a very big sugya. He says, Mi Briyosom. Exactly how these judgments of Rosh Hashanah and every day, and the judgment when you were born, and what you need, and what you're going to get. Nachon. I don't want to go there. I need to get somebody Raklev Lev, or Stagnuzunsang, to give a shi on those Gemaras and get clear exactly what each din is and where it works or whatever is Gevaldik with. I mean, Mamash, it's unbelievable. Get real proper clarity on that sugya. I don't know, Shlomo. You're right. I don't know. But I'm just going to deal with what he says. He says, Mi Briyosu. If you see somebody now doing more and expanding his Gvulot, there's what's called its Chadash. It looks Chadash, but it's not. Because it was Geizer already from the time of Bria. His Bria, the Bria Sa'ilam, the Rosh Hashanah, Chaisnisht. You can say that's not a stira because Hayom Haras Olam. Rosh Hashanah is a Bria Chadash and he's been Geizer. Maybe, I don't know. Could be a Chaisnisht, I don't know. Well, that's the vote. Shenigzes Veladovim is Chiz Briyosu. Uma Shelo Nivru Dvorim Eile Lechatchile Begvuleim Amakurim. So why Hashem just revealed it right in the beginning? Why wasn't these things, these new boundaries, why weren't they just from the beginning? You see them manifesting later through some sibba or some ishtadlus. That's because whatever Hashem was goyze from the tchila of the bria, that now manifests itself, actualizes itself. Sorry, this is just not up. Mishava al yedei goyrmim, ve goyrmim eilu, ha-mishavim av haim al yedei goyrmim acherim, lo agi ezmanam li ishavas at ko. Because these things, why is it that they're only happening now? God made a certain ishtadlis, it was a certain sibben, you see something new, you see a new gvul, you see a new something happen, you see something that was little now becomes a lot. Something that was weak now becomes very strong. Why? Why don't you just show that up straight away? He says, no, it's time hasn't arrived yet. These things that you see now are happening through certain causes, and these causes are happening through other causes. I mean, there's a chain reaction. There's a chain reaction. Yeah, this is linked to this, and this causes this, and this causes this. And the time hadn't come till now. Now it's time's arrived. So it looks like there's something happening here new. But it's not new because it was Geizer before, and this is its time. Its time wasn't till now. So nothing's changed at all. This thing is exactly where it's supposed to be in the amount it's supposed to be, in the time it's supposed to be now. Yesterday wasn't its time, so therefore it wasn't here. That's what it said. You can't delay something that's supposed to come early, and you can't make something early that's got to come later. Its time is when it's going to happen. So don't be fooled, he says. Don't be confused when you see things, ishtadlis, and other sibot creating what looks like a new gvul. It's not new. It looks new to us. But the sibba, the shayresh of that thing was already there from Sheshes and Mabreshes. Tzarichil. It's not an easy sugya to understand. Eh? There's the chitzon thing. You see the thing happening in the world. And it looks like, wow, that's something new. Look, you see the Chovis HaVavos is wrong. He has a new gvul. No, but if you look at the Pnim, you'll see that the Shreiresh of this thing that happened now was already there, Misheshis Yemei Breshis. And now's its time. Now it's time. It's not a new Gvul. It's an old Gvul that's just time has arrived. Let's just end with this. Umishainim is born in Banhoga Soila. Somebody who goes through this world, like 99.9% of the world's population, doesn't deeply contemplate, doesn't think deeply, doesn't meet bonen on the way the world conducts itself, he thinks, Choshev, ki agoyimim sheishchatshu, heim sheshinu es hadvorim imatzavan akoydim. He thinks these causalities that of new, these new things, these chidushim that he's doing, or this new sibba, whatever it is, that's what caused the thing to change. That's what caused this new matzav. These causations, whatever you want to call them, goyimim, you must know they're much too weak to change anything. Nothing, they can't change the situation. You must know this is all from the Gzeirah of Hashem. It's Hashem that's making them happen. Via this means hapoel emtzuta goyimim. Now, that's all. This is the beginning of the lead into the whole sugya of Ishtadlus. We're going to discuss it more and more kasher. Because what does it mean hapoel emtzuta goyimim? They manifest via the goyimim. But you just said the goyimim got nothing to do with them. You're right. The goyimim got nothing to do with them. It's all from Hashem, but they manifest via the Gormim. So that does have something to do with the Gormim. No, there's nothing to do with the Gormim, because these Gormim are too weak to do anything. So what do I need them for? What's the Emtzayut for? What do I need the Emtzayut HaGormim for? It's all Hashem. The Gormim and the Shtadlis or whatever lost the Klum. It doesn't have koach to do anything new. Yeah, but Hashem brings this thing into the world via those Gormim. So we have to understand what that's about. We'll move on. They can't do anything. So then what do you need them for? No, they're the means that Hashem uses to bring them into the world. What do you need a means for? If the means doing something, I understand. But if the means just a hasaga, it's just an act, what do I need them for? Anyway, we'll pick this up. He'll deal with it. I just wanted to get here because this is the seed, the beginning, the sheresh of that whole complicated, difficult sugi of Ishtadlus, which he himself is going to be dealing with in Perigimel. We'll see. We'll get there. But this is where this is where it's planted for the first time. You have to grapple with this. He's just told you in no uncertain terms, garnished, me garnished, nothing. It's all Gzeiris Hashem. It looks like it's new. It looks like, no, nothing. It's all from Hashem. But then the Lushan uses doesn't make sense. V'hi shemotzias advorim el apol emtziyut hagoimim. For what? Well, what do I need emtziyut hagoimim for? Okay, so we have to see Metz Hashem next week. We'll pick that up. Very important you say this here. We'll see as we go ahead.
Beautiful. Here's the proof in the Chovas HaLevavos that Ishtadlus and the results are like two parallel lines that don't touch.
We'll see. We'll see. He says it mefurish. He says it mefurish. We'll see later. You don't need this. Mefurish is going to say, Ishtadlus einu moil, avalo mukhrach. Ishtadlus does nothing, but you have to do it. He's himself going to say that Loshan. So we'll see. We'll get there. He's going to deal with Ishtadlus in a way that may be a little bit different to the way we've dealt with it in the past. I've always worked more with Robesta's Mahalach in Ishtadlus and what Ishtadlus is, but we learn Chayv Salvavus. Now let's see what he says.
It's a sin for not doing Ishtadlus, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to get your income or...
Okay. Beseda.
All right, looking forward. Have a good night.
Have a good week. Have a good night. Another time.
Yeah.
Send Bolt on, China. We're chalishing you. I can't come visit. You have to send like at least 20 kilos,
I wonder what they would do with it. You'd probably get like some alcoholic Bolt on that they sprayed so much before it gets to you.
No, just give me Bolt on. China, jeez, it's my first time I haven't been to South Africa, for a year. It's the longest I haven't been to South Africa in 30 years. And it's like a bit crazy.
Rob, I might have someone coming from South Africa. I'll have to remember to ask them.
Tell them to bring as much biltong as they can, okay?
If I tell them, they will. They'll bring a case of. I have to be careful.
Tell them whatever. I'll pay them with pleasure. Bring whatever they want. The Gidlem. 50 kilos gum tov, 40 kilos. It's not a problem. There's so few people flying now. You can bring whatever you want. But Jonathan's right. Don't get caught because they'll use this anti-corona spray. You'll have, 70% Elka gel. Probably not so tasty. Anyway, Zeigesund, Roboisa. Take care. Have a good night.
Take care. Bye.